hearts are cold. They suffer me. They drag me under, baby, into your suffering.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
So,
and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Tonight we are doing our recast of the movie Speed.
Classic. So excited movie. For this one.
That's coming up in a little bit, but I wanted to talk to Travis about a thing that I don't remember. What thing it was that I wanted to talk to him, because we hadn't discussed it earlier, and I don't have anything written down.
Oh. I can tell you about how my jaw is throbbing, because I think one of my fillings is disappearing, and now when I eat, I want to die.
That's not good.
No, it's not. I've never felt this pain before. The last time I was in the dentist, I had to get a cap put on one of my teeth, and the hygienist said, oh, that one over there doesn't look real good either. Maybe we should refill that or something. The dentist is like, nah, it'll be all right. And I thought, yeah, dentist, you're right. I will be all right. Well, four months later, 20-year-old hygienist, she was right, because my face is throbbing, and I can't stop it. So
just get some two-part epoxy. Put that in the hole.
Fill it with wacky glue?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how dentistry works.
No, it's just super glue.
Just pour a couple of drops of Gorilla Glue in there and let it expand a bit.
Yeah, just put some Quikrete in there, Travis. And your saliva will work as a drying agent.
Now just get some Elmer's and put some wood shavings in there.
That sounds really good, that Quikrete idea. What's that shot? The cement mixer. You ever do that cement mixer shot where it's like a dairy thing, and as soon as it mixes with the liquor, it like coagulates and turns into like moldy cottage cheese in your mouth?
Not so much the party guy, Travis. I'm not a shot drinker.
Even
I had one beer the other night at a going away party, and I felt silly.
Why silly?
I'm a one beer guy. I drank that one beer, and I was feeling silly. And I called my friend and asked him if they can make beers more alcoholic than other beers. Because it seems like usually when I drink one beer, I'm fine. But I drank this beer and I thought maybe I got roofied.
What kind of beer was it?
It was a Blue Moon, Travis.
It is more alcohol than just like a Bud Light.
I usually have Blue Moons.
No.
Sometimes, on a really exciting evening, I'll have two Blue Moons.
Do you put the orange in there?
A lot of times, yeah. Like if I get a draft. I mean, you know, with the bottle, I just drink the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I prefer the draft.
I agree. We're out of town this weekend, and went to a Buffalo Wild Wings on our way out of town, and I had one of their tall draft Blue Moons with that. It's like they put like a half an orange on the side of the glass, which is amazing. Very, very thirst quenching. I had two of them.
Napier, how do you feel about Blue Moon?
I normally don't drink beer. I drink vodka or whiskey, bourbon,
gin,
scotch if I'm feeling it. I got to be in the mood for scotch, yeah. And I like a good amount of ice with my scotch, or Bailey's if I'm not wanting to get drunk. I just want some Bailey's.
Oh, a little after dinner drink.
Yeah, like a little after dinner drink. You got a full belly. You got your electronic smoker in one hand.
Do you like a Kahlua?
Yeah, Kahlua's good.
A Kahlua's good?
Yeah, or a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Well, back to Blue Moon, though. What do you feel about Blue Moon ice cream?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Are you having a joke with me, sir?
No.
need to seek out some Blue Moon ice cream.
What is it?
It's blue.
Oh, so it's not
beer ice cream?
No, it's not beer ice cream. Blue Moon ice cream.
What is the flavor of it?
I can't explain it. It's just Blue Moon ice cream.
Is it raspberry?
Is it like a fruity flavor?
No.
You're going to have to give us more details than this, Travis. You're just saying Blue Moon as though that's a flavor that we're familiar with.
How would you describe the beautiful blue sky to a blind person? You know? This is the same thing.
So it's not a fruity flavor. Is it more of like a dairy-ish, cakey flavor?
Let me go ahead and read you the Blue Moon ice cream Wikipedia. It is an ice cream flavor with bright blue coloring available in the upper Midwest of the United States. The Chicago Tribune has described the ice cream as Smurf blue, marshmallow sweet, and tasting remarkably like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles taste.
So yeah,
that's
like
something that I can work with.
Maybe. I guess I never thought of it like that, but I suppose that's accurate.
So it tastes like a mix of artificial flavorings.
I didn't realize this ice cream was regional, but it's found mainly in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio.
So you're going to have to mail us some.
Yeah, I'll get some dry ice.
Can't mail ice cream, can you? This plan hasn't worked out. Road trip, Napier, road trip.
Hey, come on up. Get some Blue Moon ice cream, guys. We'll get some cheese curds and some Blue Moon ice cream.
Now, just ship it to me in a Ziploc bag, and I'll refreeze it when it gets here.
Yeah, because that always works with ice cream. Always so much better once it's melted and refrozen.
Oh, look, sweetie. Travis sent us a whole baggie full of ice cream soup.
I'd be arrested by, like, the fucking DEA, this liquid blue shit that I'm sending through the mail.
Guys, this box is dripping.
So what's up with you, Napier?
I need to go pre-order the NHL 17 because Tarasenko's on the cover. That's what I need to do.
Is that the only change for this year?
Well, that's the only change every year, practically, is whoever's on the fucking cover.
I think that game is just the same game every year.
Yeah, it's like Madden. It's the same game last year. They're just a new dude on the box.
I've never understood why people buy brand new sports games, because if you wait like 6 months, they're like $3 at GameStop.
Oh, no, you have to do the Ultimate Team. Like, you got to buy the packs of cards, and then you got to put your team together for the Ultimate Team to play against your friends. And if it's hockey, you probably don't have any fucking friends that play it.
I don't have any friends, period.
Fair enough.
It's kind of sad.
Eh, it's fine.
I guess you have to get it so that all your teams are the same team.
Now, they do updated rosters for like 2 years afterwards, I think.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so you can.
So what is the appeal of buying the new game then for $60?
You get another year of roster updates. Occasionally, there'll be something new, like a new general manager mode. I think this one is be an owner mode. So you can relocate teams.
Don't you want the cool new thing?
No, I couldn't understand. Last year, one of my guys at work, he's into Madden. So he bought, you know, the $60, $70 Madden for the PS4. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he played it a lot. So he would talk about playing it a lot. But it wasn't just to play it. It was to make enough credits to buy more players to build this ultimate team. But when he had too many cocktails, he would tell me how instead of just playing the game to build this ultimate team, he would spend money on a player. He would purchase players for cash. And I kind of tallied it in my head every time he talked about this thing. And it sounded like the game cost him about $200 by the time all was said and done. And by the time he built that ultimate team, he didn't want to play it anymore.
Right. Yeah, it was like I had an iPad game that I had to build my castle, and I kept having to like actually spend actual money to buy certain things so that my crops would grow or something. And like I think by the end of it, I had spent like $30 or $40 on all these crops for my kingdom. And I'm sure all my crops are dead now because I haven't opened that app in 4 years.
Yeah, your castle's probably not doing very good.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's been invaded. My castle that I spent 40 actual dollars on probably looks like some of like the Sochi Olympic stadiums by now.
Oh yeah, it's probably decrepit and fallen down by now. For the hockey games, when I picked up NHL 14, I think it was 14 or 15, Martin Brodeur was on the cover. That's the only reason I bought it. Like, got fucking Marty on the cover. I'll buy that son of a bitch. I go to play it, and I figured something out. I haven't played an NHL game since 98, yeah, and I am real fucking shit at it. So instead of actually playing the game where you're a player or you're a goaltender, I just simulate everything, and I play as a GM, or the whole be a player thing where you create yourself as a hockey player. I would just simulate everything.
Did you actually watch the games?
No, I had watched what the
coach
was
saying. So you just clicked a button and it said, "Yep, you lost 2-0.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, maybe I need to fire my coach.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go to be a GM and you simulate some games. You're like, oh, I need to move, you know, this guy up to first line center, or my you know, second line winger's kind of gotten shit. I'm going to trade him.
So that's not even really a game.
No, it is. It's hockey simulation. You're not playing the game. At least you don't have to. Because I can't score for shit. I can't play goaltender for shit. So I'm going to simulate everything.
You know, I played that game a few times, and I was real bad at it for a while, but like I kind of started to get better. And I was losing games like 6-0, and then like I sort of started scoring a goal or two. And it seemed like no matter how good or bad I was at the game, I always ended up losing by like a goal. Like the game would adjust to be just a little bit better than me always.
Well, you got to strive for something, right?
Yeah. So, but I don't think I ever won a game, ever. I don't think I ever won one time.
Nothing will turn me off of a game more than never winning it. That's how I played last time I tried to play Madden, and it had been a while as well, and I threw the game in and started playing and got beaten like 54-3.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's... I must be a little bit rusty, and I tried to play for a couple more days, and every single game, I lost. So then I went back and played NFL Blitz instead, because it's like the NBA Jam of football games.
I remember. That was a fun game. They don't make those anymore.
No, they don't make the Blitzes anymore, but NFL Blitz, that was so fucking great.
Yeah, I think I used to have that competitive spirit, Travis, but I don't think I have it anymore.
No, it's been beaten out of you?
Yeah, now, like, if I don't win for a while, then I just accept that I'm not going to win and stop.
Now you should do simulation mode.
Sounds like all my creative endeavors. Anytime I hit a roadblock, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, just not going to do that. let's just stick to what we know, right?
That's the true mark of characteristics of successful people. Are you not good at it? Fuck it.
Oh, God. I went to do a GM mode one day, and I thought, what's the shittiest team in the league? So I picked up the fucking Oilers.
How gross is it that Napier has taken on an administrative role in a sports video game?
Getting old. What do all the hockey players do?
Napier goes out and buys video games to retire from the sport and take on an administration role.
I've become Marty Brodeur in my old age. I'm now an assistant GM.
That's how Napier marks the passage of time for himself. Most people realize physically they can't do something anymore. Napier realizes in a video game it's just not worth it.
He goes and buys that game, says, oh, I'm going to have fun trading wingers.
I bet I can turn this shitty second line center into a first line center with some draft picks.
I got all these photographs of people who actually play hockey, and I'm going to trade them for other photographs of people who play trade hockey, and then watch their computer simulation teams play each other.
But don't worry, special edition third jerseys that I get to look at. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, we're recasting Speed.
It's going to be awesome.
You got to preface that. We're recasting the 1994 classic speed.
Right, right. And we're going to give it an all new cast because it will surely be remade into something else eventually. It'll probably be bad, but I mean, the best we can do is give our suggestions as to, you know, what direction they should take this.
Mm-hmm. And listen, we're getting close. They just did Point Break last year. So we're getting real close to the time frame of remaking movies from 94.
They're already. What year did Point Break come out?
Was that earlier than? Maybe it was after Speed.
I thought that was before Speed.
Point Break came out in 1991.
Yep. Yeah. So we got 3 years to get to Speed.
Yeah.
How do you recreate that kind of magic, though?
I will never ever watch the remake of Point Break. Point Break, the original, have a near and dear place in my heart for that movie.
I was in the room when Laura watched the new Point Break, but I didn't really pay attention to it. And just from the little bits and pieces that I picked up, coupled with Laura's going, "This is fucking terrible." I don't think it was a great movie going experience.
Not real good.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked. It looked awful.
They're the extreme sports bandits.
Yeah, yeah. Like all of the good things from the original Point Break, they just didn't involve at all. And the thing that I noticed about it is, like, throughout the movie, you know, members of the extreme sports bandits, they die. And none of their friends give a fuck. like there was a scene where a guy, like, died in a, like, he went over a cliff while they were skiing and just fell to his death. And I don't even think that, like, anybody, like, acknowledged it. I think they were just like,
slow down.
Oh, that guy that I'm friends with, that, you know, we've been on all these capers with and stuff, he just died. that's a bummer.
So these bandits are not as tight as, say, like the Ocean's 11 guys.
No. This was like a ragtag group of mercenaries that did not give a fuck about their fellow man.
They just found some commonality in the fact that they like extreme sports and also robbing shit.
Right.
I got a bunch of money, too.
Oh, I like money. Yeah.
I think even if I wasn't, you know, friends with a guy who, you know, who died, I think, like, if I saw somebody die, I would put more into it than these guys did.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you're skiing with the guy, I mean...
And they went on vacations together.
Right. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. Man, that's, you know, that's our society now, though. It's just teaching our kids not to give a shit about your neighbor.
He's cold-hearted, man.
Well, they're into extreme sports. I mean, you kind of got to expect it every now and then. Like, oh, what was he thinking, skiing off the edge of a cliff? Probably thinking of dying.
Yeah, he missed.
Yeah.
WFOB!
Meaning in my life, you're the inspiration.
why was Speed rated R? There wasn't anything really that bad in there. Did they say curse words?
Yeah, they probably cursed.
Well, our remake, Travis, will have to be PG-13.
Oh, of course it will.
We have to appeal. I think that they probably made a mistake there. If that movie had been rated PG-13, it would have made way... I mean, it made a good profit.
Well, you got to figure, too, this was pre-9/11, before everybody got their panties in a bunch about everything. So an R-rated Speed movie with Keanu Reeves, it probably would do just as well then as a PG-13 would do now. You know what I mean?
In 1994, the film Speed was released in theaters on a modest $25 million budget.
It made that movie for $25 million?
Yes. It grossed $121 million. In the U.S. I mean, just in the U.S. In the world, God even fucking knows.
Well, and you can't even, I mean, that's the heyday of VHS DVD. So, I mean, you got to think.
$350 million worldwide.
Plus home video sales.
Yeah, which and I mean, licensing it to play on FX over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was a success.
In my eyes.
And here we are in the age of remakes. And I ask you, where is the Speed remake?
Oh, it's coming. Guarantee you.
I mean, it's more than likely coming. And so to get ahead of it, hey, Travis. You know the guy who directed Speed went on to make Twister,
mm-hmm.
Speed 2, and Lara Croft Tomb Raider 2.
You got it.
And that's it. We talked about Speed 2 Cruise Control. It was actually a script for a Die Hard movie.
That seems wasn't like that
was it a script? I thought it was a script for Under Siege.
No, it was a script for Die Hard 3, and then they didn't make it because they thought it was too close to Under Siege.
Oh, that's right.
And then they just like waited a year or two and said, hey, let's just make this Speed 2 instead.
Yeah, we can get Sandra Bullock back.
I don't believe I ever saw Speed 2.
I saw parts of it on FX.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
I've heard that it was not a good movie.
No, it wasn't. Who was it?
Was that Armand Asante in that one?
Was he in that?
Who was the guy in that? Because it wasn't Keanu Reeves. It was some other guy.
Jason Patrick was the Keanu Reeves stand-in.
It has a 23% Metacritic score. Not great. Who's Jason Patrick? Do I know him?
He was the
I'm not
older
familiar
brother,
with his work.
Older brother from Lost Boys.
Okay, I know that guy.
Yep.
Yeah. And the bad guy was Willem Dafoe.
That's not a bad guy.
No. If you're going for bad guys, Willem Dafoe's up there.
He really tries to oversell his bad guy-ness in that movie. You know how Dennis Hopper's like kooky and almost pushes beyond believability? Well, Dafoe doesn't give a shit, and he just doubles down on crazy. It's not his best role.
So he like over Willem Dafoe's it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yep. Like he takes the Green Goblin character and he amplifies it by about 150.
I have gaps. I have gaps in my teeth. People have suggested that I fix them, but I like my gaps. As my father used to say, son, your teeth are air-cooled.
I still don't understand how this dude hasn't been the fucking Joker yet. Willem Dafoe would make the perfect goddamn Joker.
Well, you'd have to have an old man Batman, too, because...
Yeah, he's got the look. I think he'd probably look good as the Joker.
Oh, yeah, he could take on what's Batflick.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Couldn't be any worse than the Joker in that Suicide Squad. Am I right, Travis?
Oh, man.
I didn't see it. I went to go see Star Trek instead.
Oh, boy. Travis, you didn't really like that movie, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You said you didn't. You wouldn't say you liked it, but it was fine.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun. I hated it.
It's got Will Smith and abroad with big boobies.
I think that Mike, anytime everybody hates a movie and you go see it, then you hate it too.
Are you? No, that's not true. I didn't hate Ghostbusters.
Not a lot of people did.
People wanted to, though.
People wanted to hate it. They wanted so badly to hate it. But I didn't hear a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that was a piece of shit.
Are you saying I'm a follower? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I think you're influenced by popular opinion.
Travis, there were so many songs in that movie. They would have to put out, like, one of those, you know, those commercials that they used to do where they had, like, all the songs streamed down like the screen and they said, like, this five-disc collection?
And they'd randomly play one song.
The Suicide Squad soundtrack would have to be like that.
Well, from
they
what
couldn't
I hear,
even fit the whole songs on there.
From what I hear about the soundtrack is in the movie, they use all of the original artists' renditions of those songs. And what I hear on the soundtrack is they had shitty bands like Fall Out Boy do remakes of those songs.
Oh, no. That Panic sounds even Disco. Worse.
Yeah, I think Panic at the Disco did like Bohemian Rhapsody or something.
No, that isn't real, is it?
Let me look.
It sounds real. It sounds like a shitty movie studio decision.
I mean, if there's anything that I can hate more than the Suicide Squad, it's Panic at the Disco doing Bohemian Rhapsody for the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Here it is, Panic at the Disco, Bohemian Rhapsody from Suicide Squad, the motion picture.
But it wasn't that. It was Queen.
Yeah, that was Queen, but the soundtrack has all of the remakes on it.
Why?
I can't tell you that. Because I don't know.
That sounds dumb. That sounds Travis, like a poor decision.
As maybe producer of the show, can you send an email to somebody and just say, why?
Yeah, certainly. I just said, why would you do this? Could you only get the licensing for the movie, so you had to use remakes for the soundtrack?
Dear DC music director, why?
Well, it's Warner Brothers. I would assume Warner Brothers has a fucking music collection that they could just fucking use.
Right. We're getting sidetracked, though, Travis. This isn't about Suicide Squad. It's about speed.
That's right. The WFOD Speed Project.
We are recasting the eventual remake of Speed that is no doubt happening. We're all very excited about it.
Cue the early 90s action movie music.
Napier is more than likely going to make the cast all black.
Or girls.
Was that what you were going to do? It is, isn't it? Travis?
Yeah, just gender swap everybody.
That was Travis called it?
Yeah, no.
Or it's Napier's Speed Kids. This is all children in the roles.
We're going to get what's his name from Malcolm in the Middle.
He's just going to randomly have like Roger Rabbit in the movie.
Cut!
All right, that's a shot.
Cut, 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 cut!
What the hell was wrong with that take?
Nothing with you, baby Herman. You were great. You were perfect. You were better than perfect. This Roger, he keeps blowing his lines.
Roger,
what's this?
A tweeting bird.
A tweeting bird. Roger, read this script. Look what it says.
It says rabbit gets clunked.
Rabbit sees stars. Not birds, stars! Can we lose the playback, please? You're killing me, killing me.
Disney's Speed.
Hey, my face-off idea, fucking gold.
It's going to be hard to top it.
Yeah. So here we are. We are recasting the film Speed. Travis, I guess we'll just go from the bottom of the casting list up, right? That's the way to do it, right? You know, to build suspense.
Sure, we could do that. I would say we could go down however you want to do it. I have my list right in front of me and then ready to defend it.
You don't have a list. You're winging it.
No, I do. I have a new text document open on my laptop right now.
Did you give it a lot of thought?
I gave the lead some thought, and then I changed my mind at the last second because of age.
Age?
Yes.
Did you have an old-ass guy saving the bus?
Well, not old, but older than Keanu was at the time, so I didn't want to skew it too old.
Oh, wow. Liam Neeson would save the shit out of that bus, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
He's got a very particular set of skills. If you take that bus, he will find you and he will kill you.
Listen to me.
And he gets about as excited as Keanu Reeves does in all these fucking movies.
If this bus goes below 50 miles an hour, we'll all blow up.
Just nonchalantly not giving a fuck if he dies or not.
Just so like that.
Do you think Liam Neeson has ever yelled? Sternly raised his voice, sure.
But yell? I don't know about yelling. Oh yeah, in Darkman, he screamed a couple of times in Darkman.
God, I haven't fucking seen that one in a while.
I like Darkman. I remember liking it, but I don't remember anything about it.
It's very dated when you watch it now. It's a lot of Sam Raimi-ness where they do a lot of weird like burning the edges of the screen and shit.
Like if I watched it, would I go, "Oh God, I liked this at one time"?
I still like it. I saw it a handful of weeks ago. It was on a movie channel, and I was like, "Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised by how well this holds up." It is very dated, but it totally holds up.
Was he worse at hiding his accent then?
Yeah, it came and went pretty good.
Okay, so I have five cast members that we are going to recast. The core five, I would say. The first is the part of Captain McMahon, originally played by Joe Morton, which, if you don't know who Joe Morton is...
I don't.
It's that black guy that was in all those movies in the 90s.
As a captain?
Yeah, like if you see him, he was the captain of the police as in almost all the movies.
Excellent.
You know, that's accurate, right, Travis?
It seems pretty accurate. Like if you aren't watching Lethal Weapon and there's a movie with a police captain in it, it's probably this guy.
Was he the guy in Terminator 2 that built the Skynet?
No.
Is that a different guy?
No, you might be right, actually. Let me
I'm 80% sure that's the same guy.
I don't know how much longer I can hold this.
You are correct. It is the same guy.
Joe Morton is the actor's name.
You win a prize. Hey, and he's in the aforementioned BVS, Dawn of Justice.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah.
He plays that guy, neighbor.
Yep.
I think that his part is it's similar to Jeff Daniels' part. Basically, they both call Keanu Reeves on the phone and give him encouragement.
Keep doing it, Jack.
Yeah, be like, "Jack, you're doing a really good job, and I just wanted you to know that I know."
Hey, Jack, keep that bus going above 50 miles an hour. We're working on making a path for you.
I won't be able to hold this thing steady for very long. I just need a few minutes. If I can't do it by then, I can't do it at all. Harry, you with me?
Yeah, you be careful, Jack.
And then there's that one part that he's on the flatbed truck, and he's like reaching across the lanes of traffic to try to pull people off the bus. So you got to picture a guy, you know, hanging off of a truck with his arm out saying, "Come on!" You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's that guy.
That guy's IMDb credits are like 500 pages. He's got like 125 actor credits listed on IMDb.
He was the guy in almost everything. But you don't really know who he is. He's like what Richard Jenkins was before, I guess, we kind of all figured out who Richard Jenkins was.
Right. He's that guy that showed up and everything.
He's the black Richard Jenkins.
Yep.
Excellent.
So... I actually switched race, which I hope isn't a huge problem.
Oof, you're trying to whitewash Hollywood again, Mike?
If you take one off, you got to put two on.
Yeah, hey, that's what I did. Rule.
I kept totally that in mind. I was originally thinking Melissa Leo, which is another one of those actresses who's in a lot of things. You'd recognize her if you saw her, but you may not know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's great in everything, and I thought that this would probably be a good part for her. But I didn't stick with that, Travis. I eventually went with Paul Giamatti.
Oh, Giamatti. Sure.
Bad.
Paul Giamatti, I just thought, you know, there's just enough for him to, you know, kind of ham it up a little bit, but not too much.
No, not horrible.
Yeah, I mean, he can't go overboard, really, but there's enough that he can sink his teeth into it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Napier, what do you think about the role of Captain McMahon?
I'm going Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yep. Not too different. A little bit.
See, more excitable. With a police captain, that's kind of like an elder statesman role normally. But I guess maybe Terry Crews, maybe he was injured.
He's in his 40s.
He was injured in the line of duty or something, and he can't really
work his way up the ranks. Like he was the top cop on the streets, and like you said, he took a bullet in the thigh.
And his wife said, look, I don't want you out on the streets anymore.
Leave it to the NYPD to screw up being hostages. I thought cops love to sit around on their fat asses all day and do nothing.
That's it.
You know, you need to get behind a desk, you know, for our kids. I can't have another night like that night, Terry Crews.
I think he's in the right age range where it would be appropriate.
You're probably right. He's probably the same age as Jill Morton was in 94.
Travis!
This is my throwback. You know, it might take people out of the movie a little bit, but they'll get used to it. This is my throwback. You know, when you do a remake now, you got to have some kind of throwback to the original movie in the form of a cameo. Well, I'm going full on, not cameo, but I am going to replace the captain with Keanu Reeves himself.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's good.
That's not a bad choice. No, that's good.
Yeah. It's like a passing of the torch.
That's right.
Is what it is. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, except for it's a shitty movie that nobody's really cosplaying at Comic-Cons about.
Everybody loves Speed. You can't not, I mean, 20-some years later, here we are recasting that bastard.
Yeah, it's not a huge role, but, I mean, there is some dialogue in there. He does have things to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like that 21 Jump Street movie towards the end of it.
Right, when Johnny Depp sort of made an appearance.
And then got killed.
Yeah, Keanu could be probably in and out in a week. You know what the perfect Keanu cameo, if like he just wanted to make a cameo was, is you remember that black guy in the convertible?
The yeah, that they steal his car?
Yeah.
That would be pretty perfect.
Yeah, have Keanu be the guy in the convertible.
Stop! LAPD! Get out of the car!
Again, this is my car. I own this car. It's not stolen.
It is now. Move on. Fuck!
Okay, so the next part that we're recasting is Jeff Daniels' Harry role. The partner who was taken. Didn't he get shot?
Did he get shot in the ass?
Say goodbye, Harry.
Yeah, he got shot in the ass or something, and then he was just kind of, you know, that's another one of those, you know, call the guy on the phone and encourage him roles.
Yeah, took him out of play.
I think at the end, doesn't he get blown up?
Yes,
doesn't he go investigate a bomb somewhere and get blown up?
That's our scumbag!
He says, oh shit, and then blows up.
And then he blows up.
Yeah.
Harry, tell me good news, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, he didn't make it.
So Travis,
my Jeff Daniels role will go to a little older for this character. I'm going with Michael K. Williams.
Which one's Michael K. Williams? Was he Spawn?
He was Chalky White on Boardwalk Empire. He was Omar on The Wire. He was
Love that guy.
Yeah, Joel Kinnaman's partner in the RoboCop remake.
That's a good choice.
Michael K. Williams. Yeah, I love that guy. Great actor.
Yeah, that guy's good. But the problem is he dies.
Yeah, but heroically.
He dies heroically. You're right.
I think Omar and Chalky White both die.
Napier, what do you think about the Harry role in Speed?
I'm going Woody Harrelson.
That's a good choice. You never doubt that Woody Harrelson's going to be good in pretty much anything you put him in, right?
No, you don't understand.
And that role, that's almost a Woody Harrelson role, where it's got a little bit of humor, a little levity. He's kind of a mentor a little bit.
He gets to have a couple one-liners. Yeah, he doesn't have to work too hard.
No, he's not in there forever. He's got a couple of good scenes.
So we're not going to see, like, White Men Can't Jump the Cowboy Way Woody Harrelson. But,
no.
Maybe like a Zombieland Woody Harrelson.
For the role of Harry, I went with T.J. Miller, Travis. T.J. Miller was recently sort of the Harry to Deadpool.
That's true, he was.
And I thought that who I eventually chose to play the lead, I thought that him and this guy would probably, you know, have interesting chemistry together.
Hey! Which one was it? It was church candy, wasn't it? You just brought piss to a shit fight, you little cop. You get in your fucking house and you get me 5 Adderall or I'll slit your fucking throat. You understand? I'll kill your mother. I'll rape your father. I'll curb stomp that little face so hard that your teeth will go flying, you little shit. Now go. Give me 5 Adderall right now.
And that's a big part of the recasting is you always got to look at the chemistry between the cast.
Yeah, chemistry is important. Yeah, it's like this show, Napier. You know, without our chemistry, we'd be nothing, right?
Yes. Sort of.
See how it just cracks and just lines up firing on all synapses together.
The Sandra Bullock role. She played Annie. Annie had no last name. She was just Annie.
And she was just a passenger on a bus that got thrown into an impossible situation.
Right, right. She had, you know, I think that movie, I hate Sandra Bullock, Travis, but that movie, I think Sandra Bullock was used properly. She's a little bit annoying, but under the circumstances, I can almost give her a pass.
Yeah, you can give her a pass for speed.
I mean, she's under a lot of stress.
Speed and Demolition Man are the only passes that I give Sandra Bullock.
Right, and I didn't hate Gravity.
It's fine.
I didn't hate it. But yeah, just about everything I hate. I think the more you give Sandra Bullock to do, the more you're going to hate that movie.
So I Googled myself, and I read the comments section, thinking I would get some tidbits of what people really think of me and, you know, share them with you for, you know, humor is... purposes. Side note, no human being should ever, ever read the comment section or Google oneself at any time. But I did learn a lot about myself. I did. You know, funny things like, you know, I quote Anonymous. I mean, there's absolutely nothing special about her acting. She's not particularly attractive. I can't stand her. She's mediocre.
Gravity was good. She barely said, what, a half dozen lines?
It was no. And actually, it probably wasn't even her most of the time. It was probably a CGI her floating around.
Mm-hmm. Just floating around.
They're like, you know, hey, you just bounced off like four space stations there, and now you're floating around in space.
Yeah, okay. Get you back to work. Get you back to Earth.
So in this movie, pretty much, this is the role of lady driving bus and being kind of bummed out about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
For this role, I went with Kristen Ritter.
That's a good Kristen Ritter role.
Who was Jessica Jones
recently. Oh, yeah.
Seems to be in Apartment 23.
This could be her. Well, I mean, I guess Jessica Jones was sort of her breakout, but, you know, she's got to break out into film.
I mean, I'll say this for him. He's honest.
I agree. All of her biggest credits are television. She was that great junkie with Jesse on Breaking Bad.
Right, right, right. Travis, who do you have for the role of Annie?
Only because I will cast her at every turn. Alexandra Daddario.
My goodness, that's a good choice.
Alex, take 3 or 4. There are 3 elephants, and they're standing on a cliff, and they all fall off the cliff. Wait, I told the joke wrong. I have to tell it again. I got it now. Alex, take 7. There are 3 elephants, and they're standing on a cliff, and they all fall off the cliff. 2 fall on land, and 1 falls in the water. Boom, shh.
Yep, and your lead is constantly hovering over the top of her shoulder, and that's most of the shots in the movie, just them in the front of the bus, so perfect.
And Napier?
I'm sad that I don't know her name, but it's Chris Pratt's wife from Parks and Recreation.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza, there we go.
Aubrey Plaza driving the bus, just kind of going...
Yeah, this really sucks.
Just not giving a shit, just dead so, eye the entire time.
So we can't go below 50? Huh.
Such a put off.
This is unfortunate.
Oh, you want us to jump that? Oh no, there's no road there.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do that. That's too far.
I just want her to be dour as fuck the entire fucking time. Just Eeyore 100%.
What are we going to do, Jack?
I'm going to speed it up.
So the role of, God, what's that guy? Howard Payne.
Howard Payne.
That's just, I mean, like, if you had 20 guesses what that character's name was, that'd probably be one of them, right? That's about as generic a angry white guy name as you could come up with.
The line. This day has been real disappointing, I don't mind saying.
What do they call him? They call him something. They don't know his name is Howard through the movie.
I don't know. Does he have a name?
God, I thought they called him
something. They called him something, yeah.
The guy who's going to blow up the bus?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, bad guy.
Goomba.
Originally played by Dennis Hopper in
R.I.P.
Napier, who do you have in that role?
Gary Busey.
There are 360 ways to see an elephant. If you put an elephant in the center of a circle and go around that circle 1 degree at a time, you will see that same elephant in 360 different perspectives.
See, it just, yeah. I mean, if you're going for nutty.
Listen, Gary, we only need you actually on set for one day. We can film everything in one day, but we're just going to need audio from everything you've done previously, so just cut that up for the phone conversations.
Find Gary Busey. Find Gary Busey!
And just random cuts of him mumbling to himself about his enemies.
I want him to constantly be eating meatball hoagie sandwiches, like in Point Break, where he's always pissed off because he's got to drop his sandwich because Patrick Swayze is about to rob another bank.
Oh, and he's got to be eating something weird, like goofy ass, just to show how weird he is. Like he just takes a big bite of an unskinned onion. Just something real goofy.
Like a raw potato. Just crunching it while he's talking to Jack on the phone.
And he's watching the news clips and he's just like silently tearing lettuce.
for Howard Payne, I was thinking I was gonna go Spader. But I'm not gonna go Spader. My
David
final
Spader?
James Spader, yes. My final choice for the role is Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, Kiefer.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Thought Kiefer would be good.
He did a great job on the other end of the phone in the movie Phone Booth.
If you hang on, I will kill you.
What are you going to do about it up in your fucking high window with your goddamn binoculars?
I never said I had binoculars. I have a highly magnified telescopic image of you. Now, what kind of device has a telescopic sight mounted on it?
What, you mean like a rifle?
A 30 caliber bolt action 700 right. With a carbon 1 modification and a state-of-the-art hands-hold tactical scope. And it's staring straight at you.
Yeah, how's my fucking hair?
At this range, the exit wound ought to be about the size of a small tangerine.
Nice try, pal. Go to hell.
Now, doesn't that just torque your jaws? I love that. You know, like in the movies, just as the good guy is about to kill the bad guy, he cocks his gun. Now, why didn't he have it cocked? Because that sound is scary. It's cool, isn't it?
Kiefer needs to get into some angry white guy villain roles. I don't buy Kiefer as a hero. He needs to quit making 24s and movies that he's the president. I remember Lost Boys, and I remember all these times that Kiefer was. Did you ever see that Truth or Consequences, New Mexico?
Hell yes, I did.
That's a great movie.
Really,
and Kiefer
good.
Is great in it. And that's what I want. I want Kiefer back.
That's like, I want, that's the same timeline that Truth or Consequences was good for actors taking a turn, like California with a K, where Brad Pitt and Juliette Lewis were the bad guys.
Yeah.
That's yeah. You want those guys that are typically heroes? Like, yeah, give me some meaty bad guy roles.
When was the last time there was like a really good meaty bad guy in something?
Some good fucking ham.
I mean, I guess
TV is
Christoph Waltz has been a meaty bad guy in a bunch of things, but he's really the only one that's really carrying the torch anymore.
Yeah, it sucks because I used to like gauge my love of villains for how much I actually hated them and wanted them to die. And I've gotten that from TV shows, like Game of Thrones is good for that. But movies, like, still one of my all-time favorite bad guys was the, I can never remember his name. He was the bad guy in Mel Gibson's The Patriot.
He had the little ponytail and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But he was an amazing bad guy in that. Just, like, hateful and awful, and I couldn't wait for him to die. And I think he's still my all-time favorite bad guy in film.
You! Well, you're the ghost, are you? I remember you. And that farm, that stupid little boy. Did he die?
You know, it's an ugly business doing one's duty. But just occasionally, it's a real pleasure.
Before this war's over, I'm going to kill you.
Jason Isaacs.
Yeah, Jason Isaacs, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, he went through a period where he was the bad guy in everything, and Tim Roth went through a period where he was the bad guy in everything. Tim Roth had some great villain roles, and Dennis Hopper was, you know, up there. You know who I really like as a bad guy? You remember when John Travolta was a bad guy a whole bunch of times?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's pretty much critically reviled, but Swordfish I really like with Hugh Jackman, and I thought he was pretty good in that.
Yeah, yeah. Just make Travolta go back to being bad guys again.
He's been some good bad guys.
Yeah.
He needs another career resurgence, so let's get him back in those roles.
Well, Travis, back into the role. Who do you have as Howard Payne in our speed
remake?
My
Howard Payne is I'm going to use an actor that I universally love even when he's in terrible movies, and I used him last time, but I think this would be good for him to be a little wacky like he can be while also being a real shithead. Is I'm going to put Sam Rockwell in the Dennis Hopper role.
Sam Rockwell, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Rockwell could be very Dennis Hopper-ish, I guess, if he wanted to be.
Yeah, real manic.
Yeah, yeah, kind of a wackadoo.
Oh, shoot, you're reading LA Weekly, are you?
Huh?
Oh, shoot, you're reading LA Weekly, are you? No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no, no. Shoot, did I leave any water in Bonnie's bowl? I better go home and do that, and while I do, there's something I put in the LA Weekly there that you should maybe read, because it's possible in the short term that you might be slightly mad at me.
What are you talking about?
Page 163.
Well, he's got to be a wackadoodle. The guy was pretty wackadoodle in the movie.
He was, yeah, and he was, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's good, that's good, that's good. I like that. Well, I guess the main event.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Who we are casting for the lead role in Speed, Jack, which Keanu Reeves does not strike me as a Jack.
No.
No.
I think they just made him Jack because that's what you name heroes.
Right.
Hey, something, you know, the hero's name's Jack.
Don't get
Jack
too complicated Bauer with the name.
Just like I feel like Captain McMahon was a bad name for that guy. I think maybe they didn't have any of the people they cast in mind when they wrote it. And then they never changed it.
They said, screw it, we're going with the original names.
I'm curious who they had in mind to begin with in Speed. But then I'm sure Keanu Reeves wasn't their first choice.
It was probably another Die Hard sequel that never saw the light of day. So they they're like, we got Keanu Reeves wrapped up in a multi-picture deal, so let's just shove him in there.
So, I'll just go ahead and tell you guys who I went with first. And it wasn't an inspired choice. I just thought that it was the right choice.
Sure.
I went with Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
the Speed remake.
Vin Diesel playing off of Kristen Ritter, huh?
Yeah, there's not a lot. It's kind of a wooden role. Let's not act like this is Shakespeare. Vin Diesel has been there before, you know. If it's a movie about driving cars fast in 2016, Vin Diesel should probably be in it.
Probably, yeah.
I think Vin Diesel can get under the bus and disable wires. I think Vin Diesel can jump from a car to another car.
Yeah.
I think Vin Diesel can do all of this stuff.
You're going to have him do that more than just like the one or two times. It's going to like every 10 minutes, he's going to jump to another vehicle and then jump back on the bus just to showcase his vehicle jumping abilities.
Yeah, he needs to like you remember in the 1990s Sylvester Stallone movies when they had to have multiple like arm shots.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like that scene in Cliffhanger at the very beginning when that chick falls to her death. Like, okay, we have to have the drama of the woman falling to her death, but first we have to showcase Sylvester Stallone's arms.
Look at how he's hanging by one arm from this cable. Look
God
at
his arms. Damn it, the guy is just glistening, Travis. Look at him. Travis?
Mine also is not a very inspired choice, and this was my conundrum, because I thought the perfect actor for the role for me would be Oscar Isaac. I thought he's got the look. I think he's got the, you know, he doesn't have to say a whole lot to convey what's happening. I thought Oscar Isaac would be good, but he's a good decade older than Keanu was at the time. So I went with Dave Franco.
Dave Franco. Wow.
I thought Dave Franco and Alexander Daddario would work well together. Dave Franco is a funny guy, but doesn't have to be. I think this would be a good showcase as for Dave Franco to break out as an
But can Dave Franco do action?
Well, he's going to. He's got to get a personal trainer. They're going to beef him up. Not a lot, because Keanu wasn't big. Just toned, and we're gonna see what Dave Franco is capable of.
Travis, do you want to hear the list of actors who turned down the role before Keanu Reeves was cast?
You are goddamn right, I do.
Well, it was originally written for Jeff Bridges and Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yuck!
Once Jeff Bridges and Ellen DeGeneres turned down the script, these are the actors who were offered the role and reportedly turned it down: Stephen Baldwin, William Baldwin, Kurt Russell, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, Johnny Depp, Tom Cruise, Jim Carrey, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Nicolas Cage, Mickey Rourke, John Travolta, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, Mel Gibson, and Harrison Ford.
Fucking the entire slate of actors in Hollywood at the time.
So everyone.
Everybody that wasn't Keanu Reeves.
What was Jim Carrey coming off of? Like Ace Ventura?
I have no idea. This movie came out in 1994. So what in the world were they thinking to even consider Jim Carrey? Like, they would have had to probably do some rewrites to get Jim Carrey.
They would have turned it into a comedy.
In 1994, Jim Carrey put out Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber, all in that same year. Wow, that's a lot for 1 year. Did all that come out in 1 year?
Yep. Yeah, he had a big...
That's a big year for him.
That's why he became who he was so quickly, because they're like, check out this Jim Carrey movie. Look at this one. Look at this one.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number still 911? Oh, righty then.
Yummy!
Hey!
And then in 1995, he did Batman Forever and Ace Ventura.
That movie gets so much shit, but I liked Batman Forever. Had Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
No, that was Batman. What was that one called, Travis?
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones were the bad guys in Batman Forever.
Yeah, Batman Forever I liked. It had a great soundtrack, and Val Kilmer was pretty good. Plus, Nicole Kidman looked better than she's ever looked in a movie. But no, Batman and Robin's a complete piece of shit.
I liked both of them. I keep getting those two confused.
Freeze. Frosty.
Cooler.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming. Allow me to break the ice. You are not sending me to the cooler. Freeze well. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Stay cool, bird boy. Let's kick some ice.
So, Napier, a lot of pressure on you to cast the lead role in our Speed remake, but we're coming to you to bring it in for the close. Who's going to be your guy?
Drum roll, please.
I gave this one a lot of thought, actually.
You did?
And I'm going to go with David Tennant.
Jessica! David Tennant. Wow. That's not bad, actually.
Like that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Napier didn't shit the bed, Travis.
Yeah, I like that, but you got to swap out your bus driver then.
Who is his bus driver?
Aubrey Plaza.
No, Napier. No.
Why? That would seem awesome. You got him being all like energetic and shit, and her just like killing the mood every fucking time.
He's got to like chastise her for being so low energy, right?
Yeah, they work great off of each other, because you have one dude energetic as fuck, one broad that just couldn't give a shit that she woke up that day.
I just imagine like the really slow sloth like head turn to look up at him and like roll her eyes as she's looking up at him. Like, so I have to stay at this speed.
Can I put it on cruise control?
And like he's bouncing off the walls, running all the way to the back of the bus and back up to the front of the bus to yell at her.
Yes.
Because she doesn't give a shit.
And he's got to interact with the passengers who I've put a couple of passengers on the bus, too. I have J.B. Smoove and Larry David. They're on the bus constantly bitching about what's happening.
They're just unhappy. J.B. Smoove, Larry David, who's that woman who plays Jeff Garland's wife?
Oh, yeah.
Put the entire cast of Curb Your Enthusiasm on the bus.
Oh, God, and you got to get Lewis Black in there, just constantly screaming.
Yeah, and Jeff Garland's on there with his Curb Your Enthusiasm wife, but he also has his Goldbergs family on the bus, too.
Can we put Biz Markie on the bus too?
Of course we can. That's a big bus.
Oh, can we put Jason Alexander in there, and he can be seated next to Danny DeVito?
So that was our Speed remake.
I also Sam the bus driver. I just because I want to see Danny Glover in more stuff. The bus driver that gets shot, Sam.
I'm too old for this shit.
That's Danny Glover now.
Why does the bus driver get shot?
So that one gangster guy, Jack, comes on the bus to tell everybody that the bus needs to go faster than 50.
Oh, he thinks that they're coming for him.
He thinks they're coming for him, and he's got a gun out. They wrestle, and the bus driver gets shot in the shoulder or some shit.
Do they just throw him off the bus?
They have him on the bus for most of the time, and he's actually the first passenger that they're able to get onto another vehicle because Dennis Hopper says it's okay.
Yeah, he says, oh, okay, well, if he got shot, then we'll let him off the bus.
Yeah, that's fine. Get him off there.
Yeah.
And
That was nice of him.
The bus is also being recast. This is now going to be the LA Rams team bus. But the whole cast of Curb Your Enthusiasm is on it for some reason.
God, I would just love to see that falling off the edge of a highway at about 70.
So our new speed movie is the LA Rams team bus. When they go to jump that viaduct, that overpass that is not finished, it doesn't make it.
See,
into the ravine.
And the thing about casting Vin Diesel in Speed is maybe if Vin Diesel were at the helm, we would get all of the Speed sequels that we should have gotten originally. I mean, we could have, like, Speed 2 on a train. We could have Speed 3 in an airplane, Travis. I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
If you have Vin Diesel at the helm, you're getting sequels.
Yeah, we're opening the franchise back up. They torpedoed it with Speed 2, much like Batman and Robin destroyed the first Batman franchise, and it took Christopher Nolan to bring it back with Christian Bale. We're bringing Speed back with Vin Diesel.
Bringing Speed back.
You mentioned Speed, by the way. Which, yeah. And there was a sequel to Speed. You were not in the sequel to Speed.
No, I didn't get to be in that.
What do you mean you didn't get to be in
that? Well, I decided not to.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it.
No, I mean, I loved working with Jan de Bont and Sandra, of course. And it was just a situation in life where I got the script and I read the script and I was like, ah!
Just make... Vin Diesel is going to have the Triple X franchise and Fast and the Furious and Speed.
Oh, and Pitch Black, too. Remember that. Riddick.
Well, I'm pretty sure Pitch Black's over, right?
I would certainly think so.
What was the deal with him in that? What he could see in the dark?
Yeah, yep. Pitch Black, it was just he could, like, see in the dark.
So, like everybody else, they couldn't see in the dark, but he could?
Right.
And that was his superpower?
Pretty much. And also, he liked to punch things real good.
He goes out at nighttime, and he doesn't need a flashlight?
Pretty much.
Right.
He has the power of a cell phone to a light bulb app.
But he's got to wear those goggles.
And where was he? Was he on a planet where, like, it was really dark and there was, like, dark monsters?
Yeah, they shoved him on a planet because they had to get rid of him because he was, you know, real. They thought he was a real bad guy or pretty much just a nuisance to whatever empire he was trying to overthrow.
And it just kind of worked out that the planet that he went to is a planet that he could excel at.
Yep. Yeah, they really fucked up. It was like putting Ray Liotta on that island and no escape.
Yeah, well, we didn't expect him to do as good as he did.
Huh. Everybody kind of get screwed on this planet. I didn't really think about his abilities working.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess if we really thought about it, you know, homie can see in the dark, and it's monsters that live in the dark.
Shit, maybe we should have put him on a daylight planet. That would have been maybe smarter.
Can he see in the daylight too?
Not very good.
Yeah, everything gets washed out. He doesn't see very well in the day.
Oh,
yeah. He has to wear his day vision goggles, sunglasses.
So that was that, right?
Hell yeah. And if you think that we did a poor job recasting Speed, first of all, kiss my ass. Second of all, if you have suggestions, why don't you let us know?
Yeah, send it to us on the old social medias and say, hey, Napier, you did a shitty job, and let me tell you why. And this is who I would have cast. You know, do a level of interaction that has not been seen since the blowy boat.
And listen, if you think that this recasting episode for the 1994 classic Speed was a success, why don't you go ahead and jump on over to iTunes. Let iTunes know that you think that we did a good job.
Or check out our other remakes.
We did Face Off, and we did He-Man.
Masters of the Universe.
We should have those up as standalones.
And I guess if you want to let us know what other movies you'd like us to recast, that is also an option. Because this is fun. This is fun, and we like doing it. And so, yeah. This will be a double dick week.
So very exciting.
Depending on whether this episode came out first or second, I guess find the other one. And you subscribe or something. That's what people do, right? They subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe on iTunes or your other favorite service.
Yeah, yeah. And tell a friend.
Tell two friends.
And your mom. Tell your mom, too.
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah, tell your mom. Why not?
Why? Why can't moms listen to this?
Mom. Okay.
Your mom listened to me last night.
Oh.
Ooh, edgy.
We have to break out the aloe vera on that one. Well, that's my mama.
Yeah, it is.
Burn.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. You should listen to us Mondays at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You should go to wfodix.com for back episodes. You should interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or on facebook.com/WFODix. Email us at WFODShow@gmail.com. Call live or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. That is 487-HAND. Our Patreons include Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Jody B. Send Bite feet pics. Show him your delicious tootsies. Rub butter up against him and make him all slimy. Don't shave your foot hairs, he likes them. Leave a little bit of stubble for that nice surprise. If you really want to get him interested, rub a nice uncooked hot dog in between them. Use your toes like cleavage. Make sure to make it a sloppy sounding video.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us, right?